Okay, Ramil of Ashrei. Tonight's year is dedicated in memory of Rav Menachem Mendelberg, Shlomo Zalman Strahl, whose Yahrzeit, 41st Yahrzeit, begins tomorrow night, goes through Shabbos, Chav Hei Cheshvin, Tav Shinayin Tes. Kudos to our entire women's section who dedicated it to. So we're going to learn the Pesach Sedecha part, which is on, sorry if I saved the page, on page Kuf Mem Ches. What we learned last time is he had said, which is a Chiddush, that until Pesach Sedecha refers to praising Hashem for the good of Lasid Lavai, and from Pesach Sidechen on, it refers to the Olam Hazeh praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, one of the things we have to address is what it means. Pesach Sidechen Hu must be al cholchai ratzoin. Yisrael gives everyone what he wants. That's, like I said, he gives what he needs, but not what he wants. So we'll see, how he explains it. On page, Kuf Mem Ches, Ad Kan, the last paragraph on the page. As you can tell from the boldened lines, he basically Tilly has gone through the lines of the Tefillah. And it's interesting, right before Pesach Yodecha, which as you know is the main pasuk of Ashrei, the previous pasuk says, previous pasuk talks about giving people what they need in order to eat. And this pasuk is Pesach Sedecha Umazbiya L'chol Chai Rotzim, which is also about giving people what they need. But he explains the difference. Ad ka medaber hamishoyer bedargas arimim chalakai hamelech azman hamerumam mekola mitziyah shel achdav zman shiya kulay taiv. Till now, the references of praise are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time that the world will be in Yemos HaMashiach, will be Kvayd Malchus Chayimeiru, when everybody will recognize the Malchus Hashem. Shehu, Si Piskas Hatzviya. That means the pinnacle of our hope, of our desire. Shekol Echad Mi Yisrael Amamim, Bebuna Shleim Umekava Lekim Yudei HaNaviyim. That's the time that we hope for. Vata paine shiroi al makayme vishaitai. For Pesach Sedecha, it's praising for Olam Hazeh. In yanei b'chol yom avarcheka. Hamitziya se yom yom yishol Olam Hazeh. The daily life in this world. Vafima shesim shol osid ato noisein lahem es achlam bi'itai. The previous pasuk, which still refers to Yemos HaMashiach, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody his food in its time. Lo yechsa kol boy. Ama shabahai alma ata Hashem paseach siyadecha umazbi al l'chol chai. Hamayrish yesha shekaviyachal hayad segura. The way he's teaching it is, Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you open your hand, you give people their needs. Sometimes the hand is closed. Baravu b'tzamei ube'iru m'b'chayse. Umevakesh, so that it's a request. Pesach Sedecha, open your hand. Lehasbia lechol chai. So, okay. I would think Pesach Sedecha is haiva. Pesach, you do open your hand. He's saying it's a request. Kumash Amr Chazal. As Chazal say in the Gemara in Beya. Kom is an Isa Shaladim Ketsuvim ala Rosh Hashanah va Adya Mekipurim. Sheba Isa is man Nikva Kitzvas Parnasasai Lashana Haba. That our year's parnasa is designated for the coming year.
How could
you
keep your
tefillin
when you say that
pasuk? That's a good question.
Because you say
that's a good question. Okay, well, hopefully we'll understand it. We kiss our tefillin. The question is good. Let's see if he gets to that. You mean the Yekis kiss their tefillin there too? I guess so. Okay. They kiss it or they just touch it? Okay. At any rate, I didn't know I could ask you a minig of Yekis and you say you don't know. But okay, we'll check the Siddur. Maybe it says in there. Shabbos is man nikva kitzes parnasasil shana abav la yoyo ribish dad lusay vitir chasil aysef ala. And you can't, normally shtadlis you have to do, but the extra shtadlis won't help Chutz meitzah Shabbos, meitzah Yontif, meitzah Banav Tamatayra, Shalai Paskuloi, Ma Yistakel, Tzarchan, Vem Haysif, Meisifin Loi. Adkan. That's what it says in the Gemara. Hayim Avoy, Shesh Kitzva, Lemazen HaShaladam. Veina Bebechinas Lases Achlam Beitai. So it comes out that that there's a designation and it's not open-handed. Now, even though he's going with this approach and Rala Mazen, nothing is guaranteed and there are places of hunger, it's still an incredible thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazen to all creatures. I remember once hearing Rabbi Miller, if I mentioned this last time, to stop me, I once heard Rabbi Miller expressing the fact that he was walking down Ocean Parkway at the time they were renovating. Remember, for about 25 years, they were repaving pieces of Ocean Parkway. Anyway, for many years, they were paving Ocean Parkway. It felt like 25 years. He said that it was lunchtime. He was taking his stroll. And he saw all kinds of people, big people and little people and dark people and light-skinned people all over. Everybody took out his bag. And everybody had a sandwich. And everybody had something to eat. And everybody had something to drink. Like, there wasn't one person there who said, I don't have what to eat. Everybody had a lunch. So he said that's Kadosh Baruch Hu's mazen for everybody. So it's incredible the mazenus that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the world, but nevertheless there are places and times where there's a hunger, and he addresses that.
It's hard. I mean, where does he see a lashon bakasha in the language of Hosea?
Sack is a request.
Doesn't seem like you turn that into a bakasha.
The question is a good question. The Gemara says that it was Rabbi Kiva who said that about a different Tana, you remember, that he's greater than me. That I daven for rain a dozen times till it comes. And he says, Mashiach Mer Goshem, and the rain comes. So the Gemara says, well, he's like an Eved Lefnei Rabbi. You're like, well, however they consoled him, but the Mefarshim say, what do you mean? He didn't say the same Talumata. He said, Mashavurach Amarit HaGoshem. That's not a request. That's a praise. And the understanding is that even a praise is in a way a request. If you praise somebody and you say, wow, you always give me a lift home. You're wonderful. So next time you'll get a lift home, hopefully. So,
you want him to keep giving you a lift.
What?
You want
him to keep praising. Okay. Anyway, let's see. He says, "Ulevara kavana b'pasuk zeh nagdim." Now he has, especially for this sefer, what's a rather long explanation, which we're probably not going to finish in one evening. But let's see. This is all an explanation of Pesachas Yadecha, which, as I said, is the one pasuk between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach that you have to repeat if you don't say in kavana. The only pasuk.
Can we give tzedakah then also?
Most people give tzedakah in Vayivarech David. At any rate, Ulvara Kavana Pasizan Nagda Maimur Ablaza Amrabavina Bresh Besechtis Brachis. Kala Aimer Tila Ladavi Bechayim Shalish Pa'amim of Tuchlash Ben Alam Abba. Now that's Akirsa. In the parenthesis, in brackets, he brings an encouraging opinion. V'yesh Einam Garsin Gimel Pa'amim. Just gotta say it once a day. And you're Ben Alam Abba. My time, Ilaim Mishum Da'asya Ba'alaf Beis. What's special about Ashrei? Is it because it's in the Aleph Beis? Listen to this suggestion. Neima Ashrei Simimei Derech, Da'asya B'tam Ya'apin. How would you like that? If you had, instead of Ashrei, Kapitel Kuf Yutes, which is 176 psukim. Might add a minute to the Shachris. Elamishum so it's not because of the Aleph Beis, then you could say that capital which has eight Aleph Beis. Elamishum Dispei Pesiachas Yadecha. So it must be because it has this pasuk, Pesiachas Yadecha. Neima Halal HaGadol. So say, Halal HaGadol is the Kila Lam Chastai capital. Diksibbe Noisin Lechav Lechav Basar. It says the same thing. Ella Mishum Disbei Tarti. Ashrei is special because it has the Aleph Beis order, and it has Pesiachas Yadecha. Now obviously, it's our Bir Gadol Hamal Yusuf Bezeh. Shaideh Zech L'chayelam Abba. Like, what's so special about the Aleph Beis order and Pesiachas Yadecha? Oi, not every parak of Tilum has Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis is somehow connected to the praise of Pesiachas Yadecha. Third question. Why is it parnasa. V'leya pasik hakoidim einei choy leilach yisaveir v'nei se lemesach lambi'itai, which is the same thing. Obviously, he'll have answered that because this pasuk refers to Elam Hazeh. U'befrat lefi psak ha-shulchan aruch tzarech lechavim b'pasuk p'seach yedecha v'im loy kivein tzarech lazo lo'imroi pam acheres. You have to repeat p'seach yedecha. She'ikas sibas amir perek zeh mishum pasuk ha-lo shemaske shvachish ha-gish baruch shemigiach kol b'yosem b'yosev u'mefar nesan b'ayin shom b'levush. Now, when it says you have to repeat Pesach Yedecha, the Levush says, Kivan Shenikva Ba'alaf Beis, Tzor Lazav Eloime, we Pesach Pesach Yedecha Ad Saif HaMizbar. If you didn't have Kavani, you go back, even if you have to miss Az Yashir, or Vayar David, or anything, it's worth it to go back and repeat from Pesach Yedecha, but then you have to go till the end of the Mizbar.
What's the Kavani supposed to have when you say the Pesach?
Well, literally, we didn't explain Ratzon yet, which I'll explain shortly. But Pesach Yedecha Mesbiel Chochai Ratzon is a praise of Hashem who gives the people what they need. And he explained that there's a request in it also. Hashem should continue to give us the things that we need. So you have to repeat from there to the end. I saw once in the Ben Ishchai, I don't know the reason for this, he says, when you go back to Pesach HaSiyadecha, you should go back to Samech Hashem. I have no idea why. Remember, I used to have a small Ben Ishchai, I used to read on the bus on the way to Yeshiva for a period of time. So why do I remember it? Because I sometimes do it. When I go back, big deal, two more psukim. Not so bad. But I have no idea why. Anyway, so he's asked all the questions. One more paragraph of questions. And then I'll get to his answers. Matzino b'gemara p'sachim kuf yudches. Kashim is the nicer shaladim yaisim in ha-geula. Feeding people is more difficult than the geula. Dilu v'geula ksiv ha-malach ha-gay alaisi. Shem does geula through a malach. V'il b'mizaynis ksiv ha-likim ha-raya aisi mi-aydi adayam ezeh. It doesn't go through a malach, it goes through Hashem. I guess ha-likim being midas adin. Va'af shedola ha-sak ha-senu l'havin ha-chilik. We don't really understand the difference if you say it comes through a malach or God. Now, I don't know why he doesn't bring the Gemara in Tainis Dabez. It says there are a bunch of keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give over to a shliach. And one of them is rain. I think the Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan says Parnasa. And then the Gemara says, well, rain means Parnasa. At any rate, Yeshua have a sibul as a bechein oimer berchas hamazon kim liyadecha. You say yadcha or yadecha? In benching, not in Ashrei. We say at the end of Rachem, we say kim liyadecha hamlei apsucha dosha uchav eshleim shen kolem la. But shapanasat pluya rak biyakadosh baruch hu. It's our beer. So yes, A, what's special about Aleph Beis? B, what's the connection of Aleph Beis to Pesach Yedecha? See what's special about Pesach Yedecha more than the previous pasuk. And D, the fourth question, what does it mean that a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives the Mezainis himself? Okay, these are the questions. I was going to begin on his path of answers. What? Is it Liyadcha or Liyadcha? So this was the main machlaikis between Zalman and Hannah.
Yeah.
I'll explain to you very simply. The Dalit here is a contradiction in rules. A Shva has typically five reasons that it will be a Shvana. In the case of Liyadcha, it would seem to be a Shvanach. There's no reason that it should, none of the five reasons apply. And most Siddurim, the Aswa Siddha has Liyadcha, I believe. However, if it's a Shvanach, then the chaf which follows is a new syllable should be turned into a kaf. It should be liyad ka. So it's a contradiction between the rules of dagesh and the rules of shva, of a shva nach. Based on the rules, it should be, well, mal chusai, same thing, mal, it should be shva nach according to the rules. None of the five rules apply. But then it should be mal chusai. So it's a contradiction between the two rules. So the question is what you do. So Rabbi Yaakov Emner wrote, that's an exception. He says, Dikduk is full of exceptions. What are you worried about? It's an exception. And that's just the way it is. That's what he wrote. Rav Zalman Hena says he can count over 10,000 of them, and he can't have an exception that happens 10,000 times in Tanakh. So it can't be an exception. So Shammai Zalman, what Shammai Zalman Hena did, he was a genius of a man. He collected all 10,000, and he said there's one similarity between all of them.
Who wrote it?
Rachem was written by David HaMelech. But we don't have a recorded version of him saying it to know if it's a Shvanach, Shvanach. So he said that there's something he called the Tenua Kala. He himself wrote, I'm making up the name just to give it a label. And it's the following. Sometimes you have Nekudais which are replacement Nekudas. They're not original. The best example is the vav that means and before a word. The vav is, that means and should have a shava under it. Right? It should be, some example. Bereishis bara lakim es ha-shamayim ve es ha-aretz. It's ve. Why is it sometimes ooh? So the ooh always comes when the first syllable of the word is a shva. So you can't have two shvas in the beginning of a word. That's a basic rule. You can't pronounce it, a word with two shvas in the beginning of a word. So when it's two shvas in the beginning, it becomes a u. But that u is a tenua kala. It's really a replacement. It doesn't belong there. Or malchusai, the ma, is really a replacement for the segal. It's a melech. It's just not, whatever reason, it's not melchusai, it's malchus, but it's a replacement syllable. So whenever there's a replacement syllable, the shva that follows it is a shva na. So that it's malachusai and memela. Once the shva na, the chafta loses its dagesh. So that's,
So
according to Zalman Hena, it's liyadecha. And according to, Now what happened with this, it started with when the next letter is missing a dagesh. So then he made his rule. But now he said, once I know the rule, even when the next letter is not missing the dagesh, it's not a letter that gets a dagesh, once the rule is a rule, it applies across the board. So, Rebelsky davened like Rav Zalman Hena. The, Rav Palm, I didn't remember, and in my notes I've written down, I asked him some questions, he explained them according to Rav Zalman Hena. I called one of Rav Yaakov's children, and he said, that any time there was a word like liyadcha and malchusai, where it's a contradiction, there he did it like Rav Zalman Hena, liyadcha or malchusai, where the next letter was not something that needs a dogesh, he didn't dafka do it like him. So it turns out it probably all comes from Rav Yaakov, because both Rav Palm and Rav Belsky were, I assume, learned that dikduk from him, and at least for the most part. Anyway, so that's the big secret of Tenua Kala, which very few people are aware of, and a lot of people made fun of. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote about the Tenua Kala, of Rabbi Yaakov, of Zalman Hena. He called it Tenua Kala Vechasura. Kala Noa Vechasuda, you know, so Tenua Kala Vechasura. Anyway, so that was their main machlaikis. Okay, now he's gonna start by explaining and then going further. We're going to learn just this first piece. A Yeki story. You ready? Zachar Esker es Hasheva Bracha Shali. Do you remember the speeches at Yosheva Brachas? Did anybody speak at Yosheva Brachas?
I don't remember.
You remember? If anyone spoke. Okay. So he's remembering the speech that took place at his Sheva Brachas, okay? Zachar Esker Shebe'es Hasheva Bracha Shali Noam HaRabbeinu Mardechai Hirsch, Marcus Hirsch. Hayakar Mishpacha Shal Ishti Tichya. Marcus Hirsch was probably some grandson of Rav Shem Shofar. Son, I don't think would have been a Sheva Brachas. He's probably got married about 1920. So, Rav Shem Shofar was passed away about 1870. So he must have been a grandson. So anyway, this is his grandfather. She went for a walk with him. Ubier ha-pasik must be al-chol chai rotzayin. Now, to say it means Hashem gives everybody what he wants, it's just not true. So we're going to have a two pshat, and we'll do one tonight. Now, in his pirush on Tillim, he had written one pshat, from Shan Shofar Hirsh. And then, in going on a walk, he rethought it, and he had a second pshat. Let's learn the first pshat. Shasham Mefarish, Sha'ata Yizbarach Mazbiya Rotza in Kol Chai. You Hashem give the rotzayin to all people. Lairak b'midi da'achila. Not just that you give them food. Ela b'chol cheftzom u'ritzayinam. All of the things that they desire. So he's saying rotzayin means to include non-food items. Aval ozam alech te'ada pirish achar. She rotzayin meloshin yehi rotzayin melofanecha. What does it mean? Yehi rotzayin melofanecha. He's going to translate rotzayin as goodwill. It should be your goodwill. Ashkenaz, and in English, or in German, Volgefallen. That's German. Apprentices, goodwill. Okay, we're going to continue on this, I guess, next time. But he says the aside of earning parnasa is having people like you. Whatever you do, if you sell things, you offer services, whatever you do, it all has to do with goodwill. That's the aside of parnasa, of being likable. He's going to say later that there are geniuses who invented things or who painted things. In their lifetime, they couldn't find anyone to buy it. And after they died, it was worth millions of dollars. Well, has to do with goodwill. It has to do with the desire that people have. I mean, they pay for paintings. How can you tell the difference between a $20 painting and a $20,000 painting? I don't know. But a signature. But it has to do with a certain amount of will. So this is, it's actually, we learned both. Originally he had translated L'chol Chai Rotzayin, Hashem gives out Hashem Rotzayin, all his desires. But he says, no, it means must be al-chol chai rotzayin. Hashem gives people their goodwill based on what they deserve. So we're going to pick up from here on Kuf Mem Tes. Now, I'm sorry, I have weddings every night next week except for Wednesday. So Wednesday, it means Hashem normally don't do Wednesday. But, why do we touch the tefillin? I'm really not sure. Pesach es yodecha, I was hoping he'll get to it. But Pesach es yodecha has something to do with the yad. Hashem opens your hand. And rotzayin has something to do with the brain. So, but I don't know if that's the reason why. But, maybe it's meant to awaken the person to kavana. Like if you kiss a tefillin, it wakes you up. Except that we got so used to doing it. My hand does it itself. It never happened to you on Shabbos, you have to Pesach, when you go like that. Never happened. We do it by Ashrei of Altsin as well. By Mincha, I think the art scroll says, inserted to have Kavana Pesach Yadecha by Mincha as well. Although in Shulchan Aruch, by Mincha, it says the reason we say it, the Mishabur brings a Rashi, because of Karav Hashem L'chol Kairav and Ritzayin Re'av Yaseh. Pesach Yadecha is a morning reason. And Ritzayin Re'av Yaseh is the evening reason that we say Ashrei, the Mincha reason. There's nothing wrong with having Kavana. It all says Naskos have Kavana. But the idea that's Ma'akiv is really a morning deal.